Hello, foxy friends. Welcome to Chat of the Wild.
Ooh, Gaiden.
In this season, we're playing through Star Fox Adventures for the Nintendo GameCube. In our last episode, we basically turned on the game. we played the first part of the tutorial.
Oh, man. I turned on more than the game, but...
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Keep it to yourself, Brian. We left off on a level select after being introduced to Star Fox, and we can only pick one. We can only pick one place, and that's Dinosaur Planet. And when we do that, we are then prompted to play a game of Star Fox. And we're told...
Oh, is that what you call it? That's not what I would call it.
Well, what would you call it?
Vaguely Star Fox flavored soda.
Well, sure.
Like there's no
it's
lock
Space
on.
Wolf. It's Dr. Space Wolf.
You can't even charge a shot and lock onto something. Like that was the like you gotta do that at least.
No, but we you got the least... bombs. Mm. We're flying through rings.
There are no bombs. Did anybody pick up any bombs?
Yeah, I picked up bombs. I didn't need them, but maybe. I picked them up.
Yeah, there was no reason to use them. They were like, we need gold rings, apparently.
We need one gold ring. Out of like 10.
Yeah.
Slippy just says, go through one gold ring to activate the warp. And then you're like, is that going to be at the very end? You come across like 7 or 8 of them. And the first one shows up after like 20 seconds into it. And it's, I don't understand why they did it like that.
At some point, Slippy's going to go, I fixed your lock-on. I know it was broken.
Well, like, it's possible. Right. Yeah.
There it is. Thanks.
We might get some upgrades for the ship.
We needed ship progression, so we took away a defining feature of our series.
Thanks, Mr. Miyamoto.
My dad was having one of those days.
I was fine with the Star Fox Light segment.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Except that you can't flip the controls. There's no setting in the game to make it normal.
I was eager to get here because this is the series that has ruined me forever for inverted controls. And so I was eager to be like, is Jeremy going to complain about the Star Fox controls for this five seconds of game?
I can be fine with it when you are flying a ship.
Yeah.
But only when you're in the cockpit. Like, it only makes sense when you're in the cockpit for those controls to be like that.
You know what makes it a lot easier to deal with is locking on to something, because once you've locked on to it, you don't have to care about where you're aiming.
No.
You could just lock on and start try and aim at something else or steer for a second while it shoots.
One other thing I tried to do, which you would think would be in there, is in 64 you could just, instead of tapping the button to do a barrel roll, you could just turn to the side, like turn vertical one way or the other, and I tried to
double tap.
Do that and snake between two pillars, and you can't. You just spin.
Okay. So. Yeah, it was a double tap in that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this one we do have the what the game called a barrel roll. It's not technically a barrel roll, but you can just do your spin move in the ship, and that's it. You can shoot.
Cool.
You can do that. If you find bombs, you can throw a bomb. You don't need bombs. It's fine. We land here on Dinosaur Planet, and we get just a cool shot, just our wing landing. And Fox jumping out and just looking around, looking cool. But then Pepper, like General Pepper, like rings into him, and his giant floating head shows up. And honestly, I'm loving all the giant floating heads in this game. It is odd, but we're gonna get so many more of these in this episode.
It's pretty great.
I love it. It looks so stupid, but I love it.
Counterintuitively, I like this game more playing it for the first time now than I would have as a child, because it is just so anachronistic and ridiculous. And who thought this up? Who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Definitely, I think you're right, because I'm enjoying it more than I did at in high school. So, yeah.
So far, I feel redeemed. I liked this game when I was when I played. I had good memories from it. So far, I'm liking what I got have going so far in it.
I borrowed it for a week, and I was like, I'm not gonna ask to hang on to it longer. I'm just gonna be like, here, you know what? I'm not feeling it. Here you go.
So many people like poo-pooed on this game. Like, it, yeah, people like, you know, that were playing games at this time that had a GameCube that were into these kind of games very rarely had anything nice to say about this game. You didn't hear people talk about it like that.
Didn't hear Nintendo fans bringing it up to defend the GameCube.
No.
Would be a stronger statement of its worth to the fans, because, you know, this is a big console war, you know, time. So, I mean, it's always a console war time, I guess.
The only thing we ever got from it is people saying put Crystal in Smash, and there were different reasons people were doing that.
That's for that photo mode.
Anyway, General Pepper shows up and he explains to us that our communicator can reach out to our other friends here, and each of them will give us, like, one gives us a map, the other will show the items that we have, and then, like, what was it? So what does Slippy do? Well, there's two different ones that give, like, two different item groupings. Like, I think one is, like, a items collected, and then the other is, like, upgrades that you've gotten. I think Slippy Toad has the upgrades.
Probably, because and this also kind of actually is something that matches with Star Fox, where your team members have a skill set, like they have something that you go to them for, that, you know. So Slippy having upgrades, and maybe Peppy having the local map knowledge or whatever, you know, something like that. I don't know. I can't remember what he does, but yeah, that makes sense.
No, you're right. Peppy has the map, and then General Pepper has the items that we've collected or whatever, because those have to be checked by the government or something like that. They have to be approved.
We don't work for the government. We're mercenaries.
We're contractors right now.
We are contracted. You're right.
Yeah.
We haven't received payment. Who cares?
No, but they'll probably give us. We'll have to fill out some inventory sheet at the end of it.
There's SLAs always paperwork in place, Brian.
We do get Brian. You.
Oh yeah,
this is where he asked about his gun.
Yeah, yeah. The like, don't worry. Like, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in a Star Fox game anymore. The no, dude. Like, a shoot first approach will not work on these Star Fox adventures.
Fox, you're such a rogue. We don't need that right now.
We don't need your Han Solo ass. Sorry. Wait, then why am I here?
Yeah. We show up here and we don't have any weapon at all. We can talk to some of these dinosaurs through, I think they said Slippy has some translator, but then also he
did they say that
later? So
yeah. Slippy,
yes and
Slippy
no.
Slippy has a translator that he's building. It doesn't work yet. And until then, Slippy is translating for us.
Manually, yes.
Okay.
So apparently we are holding our communicator out to a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's going, rawr, 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 and then Slippy tells us what it says.
He speaks dinosaur. Or is he using what? I don't know. I don't know.
No, no, it's dumb. It's fine. It's fine. This is
fine.
So many times we would complain about this. I would complain about this stuff. I'm not complaining in this game.
Oh, I know where we are. I know where we are right now. It's okay. I get it.
We wander around a little bit here, just outside of where our ship landed, and you can just find a staff sticking in the ground. And then when you do pick that up,
It's in a field, a flowery patch of flowers. It's in a big old patch of flowers which there are no other flowers like that in this entire area. It's just, look over here. Look at this. Yeah. Come over here and look at this.
Surrounded by palm trees.
Oh, yeah. It is very striking.
But when we pick this up, Crystal starts talking to us, and then her giant head starts floating all around us, just popping up in different corners. But it's not like, again, we are used to seeing floating heads. Like, we have a receiver that floating heads will show up, but this floating head is for us, the viewer. This is not for Fox.
Yes, that is what I was going to say.
This looks like a scene from Zardoz.
It bounces around.
I can suspend disbelief as well as the next fantasy action adventure game player, but, like, this voicemail is just... it's a lot. This magic staff voicemail is a lot.
We talked before that the legend goes that they were working on this game and Miyamoto said, make it a Star Fox game. I don't think I've heard what Miyamoto felt about the final product, though. Because I feel like this kind of stuff Miyamoto would not like at all. He would not like just this head popping up and explaining to you how to play the game, and bouncing all around and talking in a completely different language. Talking. He doesn't like voices either. It just feels this was his monkey paw curling, right? You're going to make a Star Fox game, but it turns out you made a game I hate.
Yeah. I don't know if he even cares. It is definitely like, not what he would do. Yes, you're right.
I have a YouTube walkthrough playing as we're recording this. And so we come up to a scene after we get the staff that a bunch of dinosaurs come out of this, like bad dinosaurs, like raptors.
Yes.
Come out and they have armor on and we fight them. And as we do that, Crystal's head just suddenly appears again and starts talking to us. And it's so out of nowhere. And it's just like,
last voicemail.
We've only had the staff for literally 10 seconds, and she's like, this message will only play if the staff thinks that it's found its true master, or its new master. Like,
yeah.
Are you foxy enough?
Are you sure about that? I don't know. Yeah, and now I'm glad that I know that someone's translating for Fox, because I was very confused. Because to me, it looked like someone was yelling at him in a different language while he acts like a 12-year-old with a broom handle. Like, he's just like, okay, whatever. Wah, wah, wah.
We do need to talk about the fighting, and that's just so we can get out of the way.
Do we need to talk about it?
It's the most basic battle mechanics in any game. Like, you literally can just keep hitting it, and as long as they aren't blocking, you'll do damage.
It's a four-hit combo on that A button hit there. Just hit A four times.
The enemies will only fight you one-on-one. It will automatically lock on to any of them. I don't think you can change the lock-on.
I was trying to mess with that. I thought there was a way to do it, but this is like the only fight we've really had, so...
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's just the enemies respect the lock-on. And they're like, oh, they're fighting. I will wait my turn.
Well, you know how it is on Dinosaur Planet.
We do that, and then we move a rock out of the way and fall into a grotto. See, Zelda-like, it's a grotto. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to see what's in this hole in the ground. Hi, everybody. It's time for a Patreon shout-out.
Hi.
Over on patreon.com/chatofthewild, you can sign up for as little as a dollar a month. When you do, you get a special shout out, just like Slip and Slide did. I just got to say, I love the way they spelled their name.
Yes.
They're fantastic. S-L-Y-P-E-N-S-L-Y-D-E. Very good use of Y's in there.
I was not pronouncing it correctly at first in my head. And then I read it.
Slipe and Slide? What were you doing there?
Who knows, man. Kakairo.
Who knows? Kakairo. They had recently just came on. They said they'd been listening for a while. They hopped in our Discord, said hi to everybody. We all said hi back. It was a lot of fun. great to have you on. Always great to see the, you know, the big fans that we have out there that want to engage with us more. We love hearing from you all.
Yay.
They filled out the form here. And first question we have is, what is your favorite Zelda game and why? And they said, this is so hard, but A Link to the Past is probably my number one. Mm. It blew my mind and felt so big when I first played it as a kid. And every few years I come back. I get that pull from it. I'm critical of that game in retrospect, mm-hmm. right? I remember playing that game. Now, I don't know if I ever actually owned the cartridge of that game. Right. I remember playing it on an emulator when I was a kid. But it was because even then it was like a harder to find game for me. And I couldn't afford to spend the
$25
on it.
Man, at a used store?
I might be able to be able to do $25.
Oh, that was too rich for my blood. I didn't borrow it, but I would play it at my aunt's house because she had a copy. But I would never get very far. Just get into the tunnels and kind of run around. I got farther in Zelda 1 at a much younger age than I got in A Link to the Past somehow. So.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. They say everything about it feels right and there's nothing I'd really change. A lot of the later games experiment with so many things that are pieces you like to forget. Agreed. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I keep saying this. I need to check back in with that game because that's been the one takeaway from doing this series for me is that I should play that one again. I need to check some things.
I wish it was on my little Game & Watch.
Yeah.
Because that would be a great game to be able to just keep in my pocket and walk around.
It'd be pretty good.
Although, who am I kidding? I've got a bunch of little emulators. I could put that game on that thing that I could walk around with.
Yeah.
I need to just do that and do a playthrough of it. But lastly, they do say, they say it's hard for me to think of a gripe about A Link to the Past. Mm. I agree. Yeah, it was so solid. Just the most solid game. I would say things about like what a game set out to do and how well it executed on that. Link to the Past, you can tell, it just did everything that it wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. It's solid in that regard. It's a very flimsy game, easy to break open though.
Well, okay, Mr. Speedrunner. All right.
I can't do it, but it's hilarious.
After I've been doing the randomizer for Link's Awakening, I do want to do the Link to the Past one.
Because
I've played through that game a few times, too.
I don't trust myself to know where any of the... Like, I barely remember where any of the shells were, so... I was like, this should be easy. Oh, I have to know those, too? Crap. We might be in trouble.
For Slip Inside, they say what their favorite Zelda item is. It's the spinner from Twilight Princess. Makes me so stupid happy. It should be illegal.
It is illegal. We never see it.
It never got brought back. I mean, to be fair, it's not like we had a lot of games after that, right? They brought it back in Hyrule Warriors.
Fair.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, I would love to see some more. I mean, I guess in some ways the shield surfing is kind of has the spirit, the same spirit that we imbued upon the spinner. You know, the kind of like extreme hardcore, like grind it on the walls kind of thing. It has a little bit of that feel to it. Like we shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Well, it's weird because you use that anywhere else and you just get this little burst of momentum where you're just like, yeah, and then it immediately stops.
Right.
Like, oh, right.
Right.
But then when you get locked into something or you do something else with it, it's just like, this is so wild. It feels so out of place. but just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that spirit of rebellion is the spirit of the spinner rebellion is within the shield surfing, I say.
Right. And then lastly, do they have a favorite Zelda-like? And they said, there are two wolves in the Zelda series, and Okami is the better one.
Agreed. But Midna
is
a million times better than Isun.
Man, for whatever reason, I've been thinking about Twilight Princess randomly. And I don't know, maybe I need to go listen to myself talk about it recently. Maybe I forgot a lot of things, but I'm still just like, man, that game gets it so rough.
I'm telling
people
you.
People are so mean to Twilight Princess.
I'm telling you. Whatever the
but
last...
I might have been mean to it.
The last 3D Zelda game we played is the one that we're like, man, that game sucks. That one's all right. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, now go ahead and go listen to that season again, because... I mean, people were... We were fine with it for the most part. It was fine. Yeah, but I think it's worth a listen to. I like that season.
And then Okami, yeah. Okami just like, just got so much character, right? It's just the
very warm
music
game.
Is good. It's real nice. It's real nice. Well, thank you, Slip and Slide. Again, if you go to patreon.com/shadowofthewild, you can sign up. We'll do a little shout out for you. When you sign up, there's a form you can go to, you fill it out, and we talk about it here, just like we did. Other things, you can get access to special side quest episodes. We just recorded an episode earlier talking about games that we played in January.
Yeah.
Talked a lot about one specific game, but you have to tune in to find out which one.
Not enough, I say.
Never enough. Never enough. But you also get some other bonuses. You get special Discord access. We do have a free Discord, but there's a lot of stuff that we talk outside of that free one, especially like commentary on recent episodes and side quests and things like that. We do for certain goals. We have watch-alongs. We also have, if you sign up for the $5 level, you can play games with us. We haven't actually had anyone request a game for a while, so please go on there. And actually, listeners that are already followers on Patreon, let us know what game you want to play with us. We haven't done that in a while. Mario Kart's got some new maps since we last played.
Ooh, I should.
Let's go check out some of that stuff.
I should figure that out. Yeah.
But yeah, go get on Discord and let us know what games you want to play with us. But also go to patreon.com/shadowofthewild. Check all that stuff out. Anyway. Let's go ahead and get back to either the show or more messages. I haven't figured out which one I'm going to edit first.
Kalu Limpa.
So we're back. We got a staff. There's a floating head that came out of it. We don't know if we saw it or Vox saw it. But there was a floating head of a blue fox lady. And we fell down a hole. We had a... let's see. What did we have to do here? What was the challenge? All right. There was no challenge. we fall down in this grotto. And we see this little pool underwater. And if you jump in the middle, we get a cutscene where some lightning bolts shoot down and charge up our staff now to where we can shoot out bolts from it.
That's right.
Now we have ranged abilities that use invert controls.
Damn right.
I don't understand. It doesn't make sense here.
You're not welcome here, Jeremy.
This is going to be the only thing that I hate about this game. Everything else I can love either honestly or ironically. I'm always going to hate this.
But yeah, it locks us in this room, and then to get out, we have to. It shows us the little fire. Hit this switch with your fire pole. Shoot it here, and it will unlock the door, and we'll see more of those going forward.
Yeah, as we're running around, we come across these like bat things that when they see us, they're like, and then they like fly above us and then just immediately hit us. Like there's not an easy way to stop them from hitting
us. Not.
There's not even an introduction to like the enemies appearing. No. It's like these things are just here now. Screech laughing.
We get told that there are these bomb plants around that if we shoot them, they'll launch spores. And if we collect the spores, we can plant those.
What are they called? Or are they just bomb spores? I don't know. I mean, did they have a weird name? I can't remember.
I hope so. Hang on.
Bambombo spores.
I think they're called just like bomb spore plants or something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So these are just called bomb spore plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's the plant is based off of the spores that it creates. You would think right. It'd be the other way around, but no.
Well,
not
and then
in this
the
world.
Spores, it creates three spores, which not very efficient. And then those spores cannot be used again. So that's it for that.
Yeah. This is a collectible that we can get similar to Zelda where we would pick up bombs and keep them in our inventory, but we can only plant these at specific areas. You have to plant them in a nice circular patch of dirt. Mm. And then did you guys get close enough to take damage from this?
I did not.
I wasn't paying attention to that. So yeah. I think I would have, I probably gave myself room too, because, you know, 29th Zelda game on this
but
show. So
I mean, there's plenty.
I stay away from bombs at this point.
There's plenty of dingle dang fruits around here to heal yourself up. So I don't know. It's fine.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I am not afraid of like running into things and not caring about my health. It's kind of my thing in these games. But yeah, you know, bomb. That just seems like a smart decision. Stay away from the bomb.
Mm-hmm. We go around here and eventually we can blow up some stuff and we do find the princess or the, is it the queen or the princess that we're looking for here?
We find the queen.
Is it the queen? We find the queen.
Yes.
Which,
Queen Earthwalker.
Yes. Which she looks exactly like all the other Triceratops except she has some jewels on her. And then when we do talk to her, it just goes dino talk. And then we have to have Slippy come in and say what she said.
This is the cutscene, so yeah. I was confused again because I didn't realize Slippy was translating for us the whole time. So I'm just like, this lady, she's just too good to talk to me because she's like nobility or something. So whatever, Slippy, what's she saying?
And she says, here, I'll help you. And then somehow calls one of the lazy dinosaurs and makes them move mm-hmm. away from a cracked wall.
Did you not talk to him?
No, I don't think I talked to him.
Oh, he's guarding that wall.
He's guarding it. He's not just taking a nap.
He's like, he ain't supposed to leave until Queen Earthwalker tells him, yo, dude, move 5 feet.
Get up.
How does he go to the bathroom?
Wink that way.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dinosaurs. They just go, man.
Yeah, they're like horses. They just drop it wherever they need.
He's on an incline. That rolls down.
So we can go and explore some here now. So we can go and explore that area. I think we need to bring up the shop that we have access to now.
Yes, we do.
The incredibly inconveniently placed shop.
It's like it's IKEA in a cave. Like they just have all these things that you have to go down these paths, these snaking paths around to get to the room where they keep the maps.
Snaking path.
But then there's a room for
maps. I love
maps.
This guy. I love
this guy. I love him. I just wanted to say there's a room for maps, then there's a room for items and maps. Mm-hmm. Then there's a room for items. Like there are, for whatever reason, they designated one place for maps. But then one of the other rooms also has maps in it.
Also, there's some maps over there. If you go check over here, we got some maps for you. Yeah, and then I of course had to look up who this was because I assumed it was probably someone on the dev team. And yeah, it was. We talked about him, but Steven Brand. Or wait, no, that's someone else.
I don't think we mentioned him.
Oh, we definitely. I think he's one of like the assistant directors on this game.
Hang on. I've got the list here.
And he's the one who came up from QA because I was like, who is this guy? I love him. I love this dude so much.
Was that Sean Reed or was that?
No.
Steven Brand.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, Steven Brand. I think I just went to school with someone with a name like that and that's what's confusing me. I don't know.
Got it. What is the name of that creature?
I don't remember.
Hang on.
But he's because I forgot that we had an actual dinosaur down here. But he seems, you know, like he'd be aligned with the bad guys, but he's just like a cranky, crazy red.
Well, he's a ghost. He's a dinosaur ghost.
Yeah, he floats.
I don't think we buried the lead on that. He's not like the other dinosaurs. He floats like a ghost. So he's like in the you find this random spot, and then he's just like, "Welcome to my store." And he'll talk. He says about like, "Okay, I will tell you what the prices are, but you can negotiate the prices for some reason."
Mm-hmm.
Which really is
barter
just
system in here.
Well, all you do is you drop it down like one or two, and if he says that's too low, you just put it up one, and then he's like, "Okay, that's good.
I'll buy it at that price."
he uses scarabs as currency. I hadn't
we can
picked
only
up
hold
any
10.
Yeah, I hadn't picked up any yet when I first met him, but we can only hold 10 right now. You would think there might be a wallet in there that was 10, right? That's the typical Zelda thing, right? You can find the wallet that's worth the most or like the majority of how much you would get at first to expand that out. Some Zeldas do that. I guess it's not all of them, but...
Yeah, usually you get it for doing something else stupid.
Yes, some have it where you can just buy a bigger wallet.
Yeah, like the Beetle expansions, I think, or were the wallet... Yeah, Beetle sold us little expansions for... that in Skyward Sword.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But we can't really afford anything other than maps and some of the items that he sells that we can just find out in the world anyway, including fuel cells, which they have not said much about those yet, except that apparently we may have exhausted all of our fuel coming here. And at some point, we're going to want to leave, and we're going to have to collect enough fuel cells to leave.
I think in order to fast travel back to the ship, you will need a certain amount. Because I found two just kind of sitting on a pillar when I was exploring the area.
I really wanted to just buy as many things as I could here, because I found...
anything that's 10 scarabs.
10 bucks
10,
to
10
us.
Or less. Yes. I was like, give me all of them right now. Because it's the same thing with Zelda. I hate being at max wallet, right? If I found a scarab that was worth 10, I'm like, well, I gotta go spend this right now, because otherwise I'm just wasting money. And I'm perfect. I'm honestly fine with that. Like that works with how I like to play these games anyway. I'm completing things. I'm gonna buy that eventually. Just do it now. It's fine.
That's why we oftentimes talk about the economy of a given Zelda game, because. We don't, yeah, I think we all don't want to have, like, just full wallets walking around unless we get to the end of the game and, like, no, there's really nothing for me to spend this on anymore. Who cares how much money I have?
Did either of you play the game? I couldn't get him to start the game. He explains, like, you can go down these paths, and he says that way is a game.
Yeah, I didn't get into
that. Yeah, I didn't try.
GDQ was happening. I explored every single bit of this. I spent.
You can't keep using that as an excuse, Brian.
As much time as I did, as much time I spent
for this
a
week,
ton of time
can.
On this. I spent a ton of time on this. So, but GDQ was happening, so I was like, I will do the maze some other time.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. Anyway, you can buy some mazes if you want. I do have, okay, I've got an issue with one of the design thing, and that's climbing up ladders. The designers know that when you're going down a ladder, you want to press a button to go down fast. But it works the other way, too. I want to be able to go faster up a ladder if possible.
I want to go up.
There are also two types of ladders that you can go down. Some of them, normal ladders, you can slide down quickly. But the entrance to the shop is... Like you're climbing down like a wall.
A face.
It's a scalable wall.
And so you can't quick descend. You have to go at the normal rate.
Yeah, you can't drop like a Zelda character, which I think the way Zelda does it is fine, where you let go, and if you want to stop letting go, you just push Link toward the grabbable surface. And
yeah, it's like, honestly, I'll fall and take the hit. I don't care. Like, take one little bit of damage off.
Also, I will do that.
I'm fine with it. Fox is resilient. It's fine. There is one thing in the shop that we are going to need, and that's I did it out of order, where I bombed the area that one dinosaur moved at, and then I found that what's the golem's name? The waypoint or waystone? I can't remember what they called his name.
Is it not Warpstone?
Oh, Warpstone. His name is Warpstone. Okay. God, that was too long.
There we go.
So we have to go talk to Warpstone, which if you did you guys go up to him beforehand and talk to him?
No.
Yeah, all he says is nobody brings me gifts anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody brings me gifts anymore. I was like, why? Is he like
I was like, I stood on the space and it's just like Fox is just like, hi. And he just spins around like, when's it gonna be my birthday again?
There is some rock candy you can get in the shop. And yeah. You got to go and give that to him as a gift.
Which I thought it was going to be a shield because, like, we've got, like, a staff yeah. thing. We might as well have a shield. And so I went up to it, and it was like, rock candy. And I was like, maybe that's just what they named the shield because they're not taking it seriously. So I bought it.
What I love here, okay, so we give him the rock candy. And old Warpstone is basically like, I know this is a video game, but I don't know how far you in are. So maybe you've got some souls. No? Well, when you do have souls, come back here and press the right stick over. In the meantime, press left if you want to go warp. What does warp mean? I don't know. Anyways, also, if you want to play through a maze, I've got a maze inside of me. Isn't that weird?
Let me lift up my tum-tum.
I'm going to just lift up my kilt here, and you can go in here and do this maze.
I don't have a bottom half.
I went through the maze. There is a part at the end of it that there is a well, and I couldn't do anything with it. And I was like, what is this? You can go down there, and you could get scarabs if you wanted. You can get scarabs anywhere right now. I don't know why you need to do the scarabs? Maze. Yeah, you get 10 scarabs. I did do some more exploring. Like, I went to an area that I wasn't supposed to go to yet, too, and had to deal with a Donkey Kong level where they were throwing a million barrels at me at once. It was literally, like, not even... It was unreasonable.
You're
how
not
they have this
to be here sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was just, like...
levels of unreasonable.
But I got to the end... And the door was locked by a key. And I'm just like, you guys already have it locked tight. Like, why do you need to be throwing the barrels at me? I can't get in anyway. You guys did a good job. You didn't need to do the barrels.
You didn't
fine.
Need this key. Clearly they didn't. You got to the door.
The barrels were useless. Your key, that actually did a lot. So
there you go. Yeah.
Congrats on locking your door. But yeah, I went through all that there. You can just have him warp you. And that'll take us to the ice section, and we're at the ice mountain now. Now we do like fly space.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna throw us.
That'd been funny.
Which you know, and then I got disappointed that we just warped. But then like we were in space time madness, which was awesome. What I'm saying is, you know, it whiplash. I got whiplash on this one. I was like,
This game is so weird, man, and I love it. I am having
such a good time.
Like, this reminds me of, like, something like, what was the one Genesis game with all the animals and stuff?
Crusader Senti?
Yeah. This almost reminds me of Senti in terms of its weirdness. Where they're just like, we don't need to bother explaining anything. Yeah, there's talking animals here. You got to get over everything
over
else
there.
Now. Okay?
You see that pile of Moa bones? Well, now he's alive and he's your friend. It's a dead extinct creature.
We're dealing with dead extinct creatures here that are alive somehow. So, it all makes sense. We're going to wrap up this episode here. For the next episode, go and bring Tricky back to his mommy. And then be back here, and we'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.
Guided.